Hi, I'm John Lemley. Thanks so much for sticking around today for City Cafe. Many restaurants around Metro Atlanta have embraced localism by getting their meats and produce from area farms or even growing their own vegetables. Manuel's Tavern, though, has gone a step further. WABE's Mike Johns paid them a visit and has this story.
So, well, you want to meet him?
Yeah. I haven't stood in many chicken coops, but this one is really nice, you know, for a chicken coop. I'm here with Brian Maloof.
Black ones are Australian Australops. It's one of the best egg-producing chickens in the world.
Brian is the owner of Manuel's Tavern.
What about these mottled, brown and white mottled ones?
These are speckled Sussex.
And we're not on a farm or in some hobbyist's backyard. We're on the roof of Manuel's Tavern on North Highland Avenue, where Maloof is raising 24 chickens. The coop is basically a small house bedded with straw inside a screened-in porch-like area, giving the chickens room to move around. Neither Brian or I have any difficulty standing up straight inside.
And all the windows that you see came out of the construction and the remodel of that home right there. I was buying stuff at thrift stores like the air conditioning unit and the heater and...
Most everything in the coop is recycled material. The chickens' beds are fashioned from the restaurant's pickle buckets. As he's showing me around, Maloof checks the beds for eggs, and sure enough...
Oh, this just happened. This just... You've got gloves on. You can't feel this. This thing's still warm.
Oh wow, yeah. Yeah. Oh. I've never felt that before. I've never felt a fresh egg before. That's great.
That's a pretty good size. And I know that came from one of the Australians because it's darker.
This is how Manuel's Tavern is now offering their customers organic eggs. And that's really neat and all, but I had to ask why. After all, there are plenty of farms, many here in Georgia, which could supply a restaurant with organic eggs.
We were hearing reports that a lot of the things that you claim that are organic may not be. That was very concerning to us here.
So Maloof and another tavern employee got certified by the Georgia Department of Agriculture to grade eggs and to serve them. Whether Maloof's concerns about false organics are founded, Manuel's Tavern seems more interested in bypassing that argument and simply doing it themselves.
I don't think it's any different than anyone wanting to brew their own beer, you know, to put their own special personal touch on it. A lot of care goes into it and a lot of thought. And when you remove all the people in between and it's just you shrink down that supply chain to just you and your customer, you have something very special.
Raising chickens here on the premises, is that something that anybody else is doing?
I don't know if anybody else is doing it.
Nothing else comes to mind.
I spoke to John Kessler.
I'm the restaurant editor and food writer at the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
He couldn't think of another instance of a restaurant in Atlanta raising their own chickens on premises, though others are doing similar things. He brought up Bacchanalia, where much of the food on the menu is grown on the chef's own farm.
It supplies a lot of their restaurants with, you know, not just vegetables and herbs, but also, you know, eggs. They have hogs and a couple cows and, you know, definitely a lot of chicken.
But even there, the farm is located about an hour north of Atlanta and not, obviously, on their roof. Also, Bacchanalia is one of Atlanta's top 10 rated restaurants. Manuel's is a bar, one that's been open since 1956 and just weeks ago banned smoking inside.
And I think it's, you know, a sign of seismic changes that places like Manuel's are starting to pay more than lip service to local foods.
It should be noted that the tavern's 24 chickens are not supplying the restaurant with all of the eggs it needs.
These special eggs are being used for our brunch, and they're a customer request.
As opposed to buying and shipping in organic eggs and doing it yourself, is this cost effective at all?
Oh, if you're looking for any kind of understanding of the finances, if this will ever pay off, if there's a return on investment, I can tell you it would have to be 50 years out at best the math on all of this is completely backwards.
It's interesting to hear a businessman say that. When Maloof talks about the decision to bring the chickens to the tavern, he refers to it as more of a calling, something he felt like he needed to do. Maloof says the chickens have improved morale.
I mean, I've got kitchen managers running around going, I've got the best eggs in the world. And what that does for them is extraordinary. It makes them proud to work here.
Chickens and eggs alone don't do that. But perhaps that pride comes from knowing that a nearly 60-year-old neighborhood bar can still surprise people. For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
We have photos of the Manuel's Tavern chickens on our website, and that's where also you can let us know about what kinds of surprising things other restaurants around town are doing. That's wabe.org/citycafe.